Consider passive aggressiveness versus shouting. Hi, I'm Jed and this is Daily Writing Advice. So what I'm talking about here is this idea of tactics. And tactics are a fantastic way to differentiate your characters in their dialogue. I think we can all agree that we don't want to have a bunch of dialogue from different characters that all sounds the same. You want to have unique voices for everyone in your story. One way that you can achieve this is by considering the different tactics that different characters use to get what they want. I think the biggest transformation that I experienced with writing dialogue came from reading dialogue by Robert McKee, aptly named, in which he described how dialogue is action. It's a thing that characters do to get what they want. So once you can consider this aspect of dialogue and what its true purpose is, then you can start to work backwards and think about the different ways that characters use dialogue to get what they want. As I mentioned in the introduction, one character might use a very passive-aggressive tone in order to get what they want from other people in the story. Someone else might just shout. One character might use the tactic of trying to sound really smart to make everyone else sound dumb and therefore advance their own argument out of this perception that, oh, you're eloquently using a large vocabulary, thus for you must be really intelligent and highly scholared, as opposed to some other character who uses more vernacular slangy terms to maybe make other people think they're more relatable. So in your dialogue for different characters, consider what different tactics they're using. And if you've done your job right in terms of developing these characters, it will probably be very easy to think about the ways that their personality and their backstory and their character development manifests in the dialogue tactics they use to achieve their desires. So, that's our episode. Now go and write extraordinary stories. And if you've been enjoying these episodes, go ahead and tell a friend who also enjoys writing and who would really appreciate you putting them on to this resource. I'll see you next time.